Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Christina in Bellevue is. Christina, are you there?
Yes.
What's up, Christina? Hey, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get the cheat sheet?
Kind of, yes.
What does that mean?
Kind of, yes.
Were you like half listening?
Kind of, yeah.
All right. See if she's ready to play. You got to get out of here.
Kind of.
For those playing along at home, Christina will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure.
At what temperature does water freeze?
Pass.
Which state is home to the largest national park in the U.S.?
California.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Washington.
No. How many drummers has Soundgarden had?
Oh, my God. 3.
Yes. Which decade did the first Cannes Film Festival occur?
I'm sorry, what?
Which decade did the first Cannes Film Festival occur?
1940.
Yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
Butterfly.
Yes. Globally, how many seas have a color in their name?
I'm sorry, what?
Globally, how many seas have a color in their name?
2.
No.
3.
No.
1.
No. Which Disney movie is set in the fictional town of Agrabah?
Aladdin.
Yes. How old do you have to be to serve in the U.S. Senate?
21.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
God, that sucks.
You know what? It could be worse, though. It could be.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Steve, welcome back.
Good to be back.
But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. At what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees.
That's it. Which state is home to the largest national park in the U.S.?
If it was Canada, I would say 0 degrees, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which state?
Yeah.
North Dakota.
No.
California.
No.
South Dakota.
No. How many drummers has Soundgarden had?
They have had 2.
No.
3?
Yes. Which decade did the first Cannes Film Festival occur?
Which decade? The 60s?
No.
50s?
No.
40s?
Yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
The breaststroke.
No.
The backstroke?
No.
The stroke?
No.
Stroke?
Globally, how many C's have a color in their name?
How many C's? 6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
8.
No. Which Disney movie is set in the fictional town of Agrabah?
Agrabah? Lion King?
No.
Inside Out?
No.
Yeah.
Up?
No. How old do you have to be to serve in the U.S. Senate?
35.
No.
18.
No.
21.
No. What is the term for a young shark?
A pup.
Yes! Steve, with that, you got a score of 4, and that's a tie.
Wow.
4-4.
Damn, Christina.
Nice work, Christina.
That was a tough one.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, let's go through this really quick. The U.S. state that's home to the largest national park in the United States, Alaska.
Really?
Yes, this park, it is bigger than Yellowstone and Yosemite combined.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yes. We had the final Olympic event that Michael Phelps swam. He swam the butterfly.
I think it was a butt stroke. I was like, I didn't know that was an Olympic event.
Globally, the number of seas with a color in their name is 4. We have Red Sea, Black Sea, Yellow Sea, White Sea.
Gotcha.
The Disney movie that it's set in the fictional town of Agrabah is Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Jump on that magic carpet, Steve.
Yeah, man.
And to serve in the U.S. Senate, you have to be 30 years old.
Huh.
Congratulations. You didn't have any political dreams when you were growing up?
No. Shockingly, I was never one for politics.
Okay. Well, you got another opportunity to play Beat Migs coming up at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is it that went down at Barrett's school last night that led to this reaction?
Hey, children are screaming and you're laughing.
Yes, and I'll tell you why after Sublime. If you grew up in this area and went to school around here, or your kids came up in schools around here, there's a good chance you've either visited the Reptile Zoo in Monroe,
okay,
or you've had the Reptile Man come to your elementary school.
Is the Reptile Zoo the one that was having some issues in Monroe, but good news is that they're going to stick around?
They're temporarily closed right now. They were able to figure it out. They're reopening on November 15th. And last night, the Reptile Man himself, Scott Peterson, was at Barrett's Elementary School. And these are some of the highlights.
Oh, look, did you see the eye shape? There's an eye patch on the back of his neck. That eye shape saves his life. It scares away the mongoose. Mongooses kill cobras. They sneak up behind the cobra and bite him in the head to kill it. So that keeps the mongoose away.
Well, that's a fun fact about the cobras. I didn't know.
Dude, it's got this big, on like the back of where its kind of neck is, its hood, there's this big eye-looking thing. And by the way, he just whips this cobra out of the...
I was about to say, so he just shows up with a cobra, and are you at all nervous? I mean, I know he's the Reptile Man. I know he's been doing it for years, but it's a big difference between him doing it to a bunch of random kids than your kid being there.
Oh, yeah, and they're just right sitting down on the gym floor, and he pulls this cobra out. The cobra goes full on, like, hood out. It was insane. And he called the line on the gym floor as a joke, the line of death, which I thought was funny, but also unsettling.
To a bunch of 6-year-olds.
Yes, it was so great.
So I did not know that about a moose.
A mongoose.
A mongoose. Okay. So
yes.
If we're ever around a cobra, we should hope that there's a mongoose nearby to save our lives.
A mongoose. Yes, but also apparently cobras are very scared of people. They will hide.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll warn you a couple times, but they will hide. I learned this last night.
The fact that you thought she said moose just makes me laugh, because I just imagine this big old moose stepping on a cobra.
Hey, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Ouch.
It's one way to kill a snake. Yeah.
Guys, if I put him on the ground, if I just set him free right now, he wouldn't bite anybody. He would crawl away and hide. It's really just a big threat.
Yeah, I don't want you to test that out in front of my
family.
Even if you're 1,000% right, I just don't want to take that chance.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is the number 2 deadliest snake on Earth.
Wait, so he's just bringing all the deadly snakes to the kids?
The number 2 deadliest snake on Earth was there last night. The first is the black mamba. We had no black mambas last night.
Well, rest in peace.
R.I.P. Kobe.
Yeah.
But yes, he had a Gaboon viper.
A Gaboon viper. Oh, he's very friendly. He doesn't bite at all.
Okay, wait a second. So he says it's a deadly snake, but it's very friendly?
Yeah, he said it's very friendly. It doesn't bite at all.
Okay. Well, does it depend on the mood?
I guess.
His name is Smiling the Viper.
Smiling.
You need to remember the shape of his head. It's a triangle, so that means he's a viper.
Also, it's really concerning to me that none of the kids are listening.
Do you hear all the chatter going on? I'm like, kids, pay attention. There's a deadly snake right there. It's just the second deadliest. Get back. I'll be quiet if there's a black mamba.
Oh,
but Smiley,
God.
I'm not going to be quiet for Smiley.
No.
Yeah.
All vipers are venomous. Rattlesnakes are vipers, too. So look at his head. His head looks exactly like a leaf. There's a line down the middle of his head. He's camouflaged in this. Oh, you know what they eat? They love to eat porcupines.
I didn't know if he was messing with us or not, but apparently they eat porcupines.
I don't know what the proper tone of voice is for when you're showing snakes, but I feel like this is the perfect voice.
Yes.
To be calm while also telling people that these are very deadly.
That is Scott Peterson.
Yes, and then I just love how the kids all react at the end.
You have to hold him by the tail because his claws are so sharp, they will scratch you and make you bleed.
Oh. He literally is holding this lizard by the tail and then puts the microphone up, and the lizard grabbed the microphone and was just holding it. It was so cool. So shout out to the reptile man. Shout out to the reptile zoo. Excited they're coming back in November.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
People are very passionate about their Starbucks cup collaborations and also the designs of said cups. So much so that we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Starbucks has announced their collaboration merch drop with Hello Kitty.
The collaboration we were all waiting for.
Oh my gosh, it's launching tomorrow, Steve. We can hardly wait. Also, their holiday drink menu is unveiled. So this is ABC News reporting on it all.
Hello Kitty fans, better listen up here. Starting November 6th, Starbucks stores across the U.S. and Canada will have Hello Kitty themed merchandise. Ooh. This includes plush toys, coffee mugs, and tumblers. This release coincides with the holiday menu, so you'll be able to pick up a Hello Kitty mug and peppermint mocha on the same day.
Wow. You know what's funny is I came across another news report because that guy actually did a pretty good job. You can tell he's a professional. He's delivered the news. As dumb as the news is, he still delivered the news. I found another guy who delivered the news, and you could hear it in his voice that he gave zero Fs.
Starbucks is teaming up with Hello Kitty. We're told starting November 6th, Starbucks coffee houses across the U.S. and Canada will start featuring Hello Kitty merchandise. That includes plush toys, coffee mugs, and tumblers. Starbucks says they will also have some new menu items available starting on November 6th.
I saw they even have a gift card that's branded with Hello Kitty on it. Happening, guys. I know you're fired up.
I know Starbucks has had some issues making, like, they talk about how they had to find new ways to make money. I feel like this collaboration is going to make them a boatload of money.
Tons of people are excited about it. Other people, not so much. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments. There's really no rhyme or reason on who's reading this other than one of the most enthused celebrities of all time. A man that always wanted to play Superman. I don't know if he ever wanted to play Hello Kitty. That man being Nicolas Cage.
Nice.
So Nicolas Cage, robot Nicolas Cage, is reading some of these comments about Hello Kitty collaborating with Starbucks. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Time to accept. You won't be able to get your hands on these.
Yeah, they're going to sell out quick.
Oh, I wonder what the secondary market's going to be like.
Oh, I bet. Well, what is it? It's tomorrow?
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the Friday? We should check eBay.
Let's do it.
I got a feeling that they'll probably be up there for a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, do your kids like Hello Kitty?
Well, I got to blame freaking the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for this one because of that collaboration with the Ninja Turtles and Hello Kitty for a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Sure.
Tatum kind of likes Hello Kitty now.
See, Lily has always hated it, so I'm good.
See,
you're blessed.
I had a Sanrio phase when I was a young girl, so I had a bunch of the other characters I was really into.
I don't even know what that means.
Sanrio is like the Hello Kitty umbrella.
No, I wasn't asking what it means.
And I was just
stating that I don't know what it means, and I was fine with that, but thanks.
Going to be there at 4 when my Starbucks opens.
Ooh. Do you remember anything that you got up early to, like, or, you know, like, remember back in the day, albums would come out at midnight?
Oh, yeah.
And you would go to the record store at midnight. This is definitely aging me. I remember, like, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion. We'd go to the record store at midnight so we could be the first to have it.
It's important to be first.
I can't think of anything recently that I was willing to wait in line for an extended period of time.
No, the last time I stood in line was for that 7th Harry Potter book.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a nerd. But that was, like, in high school.
I mean, I guess I stood in line for a long time for those Foo Fighters tickets when they played at the Paramount.
Oh.
Or no, the Showbox. The Showbox, thank you. Yeah, I stood in line for a long time for those. Got them.
What in the holy hell? Why do we need this? I just want my coffee. Starbucks.
Well, you can still get your coffee. It's not like they're going to be like, no, sir, you can't have the coffee unless you get Hello Kitty.
I mean, for Starbucks, they're closing locations left and right. This is probably a way to save the business.
I have always hated Hello Kitty. Like, why does that smug cat think she is so cool? She's not.
Man, that's something living in your own head. I don't ever get the vibe that Hello Kitty's being smug for anything.
What? She doesn't even have a mouth.
I don't even know if she ever talked.
I don't think she does.
Sir, tell us what's going on in your world.
I want all of the stuff. I will die if I can't get a plushie.
Okay, well, we'll go from one extreme to the other.
I will die.
I will die.
How much do you think each of these things cost? Their coffee is already $8. These are probably $1 million.
Maybe slightly less, but probably in like the tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, because when I think Christmas, I think Hello Kitty. I just want my free red cup.
That's a whole other conversation with the new cups that are coming out.
I feel so bad for the poor employees. They are going to get rushed. They're super cute, though. They kind of remind me of the more retro kind of Hello Kitty stuff.
Oh, the Hello Kitties are super cute. Not the. I thought you were talking about the baristas. Like, we're going down kind of a weird road. A couple more?
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you get that?
Spicy Nick Cage.
Well, we'll get that first part back in for those that missed it. If you had the app, you heard all of it.
Starbucks, bring back the Sonics.
And we'll leave it at that. Yeah. A very disgruntled Sonics fan. One more comment.
Oh, yes.
Nicolas Cage, very salty. He loves his Sonics.
I'm waiting for the Deja Vu Hello Kitty collaboration. Giggity.
In.
Yeah, I'll wait in line at 4 in the morning for that.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you guys hear that the goat cloned his dog? We're going to tell you what's trending after Stone Temple Pilots.
Giggity.
As you start your day, you might want to walk out the door with a little bit of information. So we're going to help out by telling you what is trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show?
Brady has revealed that his dog, Junie, is actually a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died back in 2023.
What are we doing?
This was created by using a blood sample collected before her passing. Brady partnered with a biotech company called Colosso Biosciences. He also invests in this organization and made it all happen. The company just acquired the same cloning lab that's worked on other celebrity pet owners for cloning, like Barbara Streisand's probably.
I have no understanding behind why we would do this. Like, I've loved all of my dogs, like, unconditionally.
Sure.
And it's heartbreaking when they leave this planet. The last thing I want to do is make another version of them. Like, I even sometimes have a hard time getting a dog that looks kind of like the last dog that I had. I know some people have a breed that they constantly get, so it's almost like as if they're just constantly replacing. I don't think it's weird or anything, although I think cloning your dog is a little strange.
I think it's pretty strange. I'd also be curious to know how much it costs.
Well, he's Tom Brady. I'm sure he'll clone Giselle when he gets a chance, too. I mean, it doesn't matter to him.
Mistakes were made.
But that just seems crazy to me.
Totally.
So you wouldn't clone. Is there any, of all your dogs, would there be one that you wish you could have back?
Oh, Kai Boy. The one that, I mean, he's 10 right now, and I'm like, I know he's you know, closer to the end of his life than the beginning of his life. Yeah. But I'm like, this dog is the greatest dog I've ever owned.
Yeah, for me, it'd be like Lucy number one. Aww. I mean, I love current Lucy's crazy and she's great. But Lucy, the German short hair pointer that we had, she sadly passed away after 7 years, which was way too soon. But that was, I mean, that she was my homie.
Aw, dogs yeah. are the best.
But again, I would never clone her.
No.
Not at all. If I got, and if I got another German short hair, I'd probably get the brown-haired version as opposed to the white-haired version, just so it wouldn't feel like I have another Lucy.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Kraft. You know, we do that What's in the Bag segment where we try random foods that we see at the stores. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to be doing it in about a half hour today on Wednesdays at 9 in the morning. Well, Kraft is now selling apple pie-flavored mac and cheese for the holiday season.
Please do not bring this in.
Why?
Because it sounds disgusting.
It sounds amazing.
You really think so?
Yeah, apple pie, mac and cheese. Why not? I'm going to give it a whirl.
No.
You can get it at Walmart.com. So I'm taking it. You won't purchase this for us.
Absolutely not.
Danny, this makes me want to get it more.
I know. I kind of just want to do it. I'm probably going to hate it too, but I kind of want to get it just to see Taryn almost.
Dude, for $1.48, it's worth every penny.
Oh, 100%. I wonder if there's like chunks of apple in it.
I hope not.
Well, they made a commercial for it, and oddly enough, the person that they decided to do the commercial is a man who's known for making love to apple pies, and that's Jason Biggs from American Pie.
Yes!
Who else could be the face of new Kraft mac and cheese apple pie flavor other than me? America's Pie Guy.
Look, I made apple pie famous once. I'm ready to do it again.
I don't know if I want to hear that now. You know what? I'm out.
He's ready.
And by do it, I mean, no, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if you are, sir.
What was his character's name? Jim?
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't want creamy mac and cheese now.
Wow. Wow.
Do you?
And by do it, I mean, no, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I am so out on this now.
I am 1,000% in. It sounds terrible, but usually when things sound terrible, they are terrible.
So, yes, okay. They are. Yeah. If you love the original Toy Story movie, it was almost a very different movie at one point, and maybe not as great. Tom Hanks was telling the story to Stephen Colbert on Monday night.
Tim Allen and I, and everybody involved in it, we recorded a Toy Story movie for about 80 minutes of it that was completely thrown out.
Different story?
Yeah, it was everything, because the people who were running the studio, not Pixar, said, look, it's a cartoon, let's make them wisecracking, insult each other and come up with goofy things. It didn't work. It wasn't Toy Story. It wasn't what Pixar was going for. So we got one of those calls from John Lasseter. John called up and he said, hey, listen, we've looked at it and it's just not working and we would like to start all over from scratch.
So was it like a naughty version?
Ooh, it sounds more just like slapsticky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they're like just insulting each other the whole time. But I bet you they're not doing like X-rated jokes.
Oh, I was hoping like Woody's like dropping F-bombs and stuff. That'd be pretty awesome.
How long had you been working?
We had been working on it for about 2 years. I will say about 2 years.
Wow.
So then we began the process all over again, which is about a 2.5 to 3 year process.
And there's going to be another.
There's going to be a fifth Toy Story movie.
Fantastic.
Honestly, first three, fantastic. Toy Story 4, I can do without. I don't even know if I'll give Toy Story 5 my time.
You won't even give it a chance?
I don't know. I was
three
really
out of four are good. You got to give number 5 a chance.
I might.
I also, can we just point out how old
he sounds so different.
He sounds like a little old man.
I first was like, when is Tom Hanks going to talk? Who's this guy? And then, then eventually you started hearing Tom's voice in there.
You want to know how old he is?
How old?
69.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There's a TV show I think we all need to watch.
Do we?
Yes. It's on Hulu. It's Ryan Murphy's new legal drama, and it's called All's Fair.
Oh, I don't want to see this.
Here's the trailer for it.
Men, they are terrified of women in power. And women besting men in divorce?
No.
I tell my clients every day, you never really know a person. It's just a trap.
Now, if you're wondering who that voice is, it's Kim Kardashian. Yeah. And I'm saying that we should watch it because apparently people are saying that this is the absolute worst drama ever made.
Ever made?
Ever made. A bunch of critics are giving it 0 stars and they're saying it's complete and utter crap.
Yeah. I didn't even know that 0 stars was an option. I thought you had to give at least 1 star.
It's not Yelp. You can do this. You can do whatever you want.
Does Kim Kardashian get naked in it?
I don't think so.
I'm not watching it.
All right, fine. I guess I'll take one for the team. That sounds weird. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are looking for someone who is brave enough to call up and try to take down the great Steve Mix. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Mix at 850.
And by do it, I mean, no, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.